starters go, a quarter, quarter and a half? Or?
Yeah. We'll have different individuals with a little bit more, some a little bit less. But that's a normal advance right now.
Some guys might go full half starters.
Can you say
that?
Maybe, but I doubt it.
What about the quarterback rotation?
The rotation will be Curtis will be second.
How about Will? Is he going to start?
Yeah, he'll play.
Less guys or more guys?
No, he'll start right away and get his plays in.
With Curtis being the second, is that something that was planned all along, or is that like we talked about last week?
That's where we are right now. Curtis will go second.
This is the unofficial end of the training camp. How do you think it went, Coach?
Well, it is, but it isn't. You know, we still have two preseason games to go. So it's the timing is good. You know, the guys that are here and have permanent residences, it's time that they had an opportunity to go home, you know, that type of thing. Our schedule is such that, our meetings will remain basically the same. Our days will reflect a little bit more of the in-season schedule. But for example, the day after a ball game, when they come back, we're here till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night because of all the things that have to be done. So, I think we could wait a while and talk about training camp.
Have you made a determination if Odell goes on Saturday?
No, he's not going to play. Expect him next week, but not this week. Just not enough work.
Are you seeing some progress, though? Are you pleased with the progress this week?
Well, we've had him an individual, and we've had him for a few plays. And when the few plays are run, he looks to be doing fine. But, like everybody, they need more. They need more repetitions, more time on the field. You know, they need to be in that fatigue state, see how they perform then. So we need all of those things to take place.
There's still time, obviously, but are there certain things you would look for Saturday night offensively and defensively that would be benchmarks at this
point? Well, right away I'd like to stop the run. I don't want anybody to run the ball on our first defense. And so right away I would say that. But, we've kept people out of the end zone. Again, the offense contributed to the scoring the other night. I'd like to be a little bit more consistent and a little bit better tempo on the offensive side of the ball. And I would like to see if the opportunity is there that something positive happened with the return game, be it punt return, kickoff return, whatever it might be, some type of an opportunity for us to evaluate that aspect of it.
The way Luck and Hasselbeck, frankly, played in their first game, they could be a test for any secondary.
Sure.
Could
at any time, at any time, sure. Yeah, they took it in no huddle, went right down the field and had a little malfunction, but otherwise they had to be pleased with their first drive.
Is it important for you to get throws downfield? Is that something you feel like you need to do in the preseason, or for the opportunity as it presents itself? Is that something you're...
Well, I think that if the opportunity is there, yes. Is it something that is at the top of the here's what we must do board? No. But, naturally, if the opportunity is there and you get the one-on-one matchup you'd like to have, you'd like to see what could happen with that.
Do you think the new rule emphasis gives teams an incentive to throw downfield more, seeing as that's the area where...
It's a pretty good thought. Maybe I'll write it down. It'll be an objective based on that right there. No, you're right. The fact that we're talking about some real touch foul kind of things, that perhaps would be... It's happened to us that way, let's put it that way. But they haven't been goes. They've been in cuts and all kinds of things, but not a bad thought.
Tom, is Einoski takes some reps at tight end?
Well, he's not going to line up in the line of scrimmage, but he will line up at the up position and the flood, the wing position and all over the backfield. So he can do all of those things.
Is that new for him, or is he been doing
that? No, he's done that pretty much.
Remove stuff?
He's just never lined up on the line of scrimmage, and I don't see him doing that.
Does he look all the way back to you?
I think he, each day with each physical drill that we have out here, it gets closer. Yep.
Does Larry Donnell get most of the first team reps again, or do you want, or is it your...
Kellen Davis got a bunch of those, and then he and Larry had the first half, and that's probably pretty much the way they'll go.
How's Daniel Fells doing?
He's not out here. So. So he started back, but couldn't get him all the way back. But we're supposed to have him next week. Yeah.
Tom Victor said he wouldn't mind catching a pass maybe on Saturday.
Think so?
Would you like to get
that'd be a bad idea, would it, huh? Heck, I'm rooting for him right out here.
Anything else?
Victor had said that the offense was fully installed now. Is that
apparently?
The last installation went in the other day.
That was the green zone, I guess?
And adjustments, yeah.
Was that sort of the plan all along? You know, Ben said he kind of, you guys had it mapped out, so the plan all along was to try and get it done by the end of the
day. No, we just throw darts at the board, and whatever day is
sometimes
the,
you have to adjust on the fly, right?
It's playing.
A little bit?
It's playing. It's playing. There's a lot of things that do get adjusted, but the plan of how you install, that stays pretty much right on the money.